People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Brought a little friend. Remember the automaton?
Nobody remembers that.
It's a COVID era device. I'm sure everybody's seen it on that little clip on the internet where the dude's playing Evan Effens with it.
Yeah, probably.
What's that main song they have?
Like Come to Life. Back to Life. Yeah.
Like open
Come on, play us one. Go for it.
I don't really want to do that to people. I'll give you a little taste. Yeah. Let's go to a less annoying setting. That's that.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me my automaton.
Yep.
14 days of solid spread, you order anything.
Yeah, that was like Timu before Timu.
Yeah. He's already mastered it. His album comes out next month.
He's the owner. He should be good at it.
I can't even do that. That,
that went really well for you, though.
It just happened.
Yeah. Wow, nice phone, man. You busted the shit out of it.
Welcome
you're
not
you.
Cool until you bust your screen.
That's right.
If busting your screen is cool, consider me.
Miles Davis.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. It's your host, Alan. We're on the YouTube. Also, if you've only seen us on the YouTube, go check out the Spotify's and the Apple's and all that. More episodes. But this is the stable for the video cast. Red is the flavor. Danny Webb, how you doing?
What's up, guys?
And Brother Cobb.
People say I'm too skinny, but if I gain a little weight, they say I look chubby. You can't please everyone. As long as you're happy, that's all that matters. Madison Beer.
I thought all it was right. Dreamcast on my podcast.
Right before we got in here, I was like, name a famous person.
That was first name that came to mind.
He's like, Madison Beer. I was like, well, that's not really what I was going for a quote.
It happens. Well, that's what it is.
That's your quote for the evening.
Why don't you just do that all the time?
Well, I don't know if you can read backwards, but there was a lady who took the internet by storm.
You may have seen her. I don't know.
Hot too.
Yes. Quat.
Yeah,
quat.
Yeah. Looks like a... Yeah. Yeah. Like you might be Southeast Asian or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. Spit on that thing.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Just imagine that.
And just the week before that, you had the white girl just dropping the N-word while she was cooking.
Lily something?
Yeah, Liddy. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, she got to... When she had 3 days in the sun?
Yeah, now she just makes videos about her time in the sun.
Weird. Hot Tua, though?
She got merch.
She blew up, like, no time. She's Mississippi girl too.
Is she?
She is. From,
I knew it happened.
I think
in
she's
downtown
from Ripley.
Nashville.
That was in Nashville.
They were in Nashville. She is from Ripley. From what I don't quote me on this. Fact check your shit, but you know I don't know. There's a couple things about
I'm telling
it.
You, I'm in love, man.
Oh yeah,
my heart swims.
Well, she's
a
in
bit.
Ripley. It's not that far away.
Ain't the Welch out there, baby.
How far? Ripley?
Ripley.
Yeah, it's not that
Where's
far.
Where's that?
It's really
heard
it was about 2 hours.
Yeah, right at 2 hours, yeah.
It's Kennedy, Mississippi.
It's...
No.
It has an AT&T store, so...
Ain't it around, like, Tupelo or am
it's,
I going
it's
the
up,
wrong?
It's up in that, yeah, towards it. Towards,
no, I'm just
it's
as close,
past,
huh?
Good passing over, but
I'm just
still.
As close, but a different direction.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
So
I just go another way the crow flies.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so apparently she was like a... again, fact checking, I don't know, but just what I hear, her hearsay, she was a preschool teacher too.
I think that was a satirical because the company or the page that put that out, when people actually clicked on that page, they was like, we're a satirical, kind of like The Onion or something.
Oh, yeah.
Babylon
yeah.
B.
Yeah.
Has that been out for a while, or is that like
what's that?
The next day? That video.
That was, it's about a week and a half, maybe, that has been.
I mean, it's it been ain't out. Been a week and a half, has it?
Maybe a week.
I mean, she had merch on standby.
Well, shit. I mean, it don't take long to make it.
It's a sign.
It don't take long to make it. It really don't. I mean, just imagine, though. Imagine waking up one morning and just seeing your fucking face just all over the fucking internet. You open up Facebook, you see every meme in the world. You open up damn TikTok, it's every video you pass, and it's just crazy. I mean, I know people go viral all the time, but, you know, just thinking about it, you're just having a night, and then
the way
all
that
of a sudden you're like, what the
like,
hell?
You know, let's say Mississippi girl, what was she probably doing in downtown? It's probably like a bachelorette party, and they were probably just having a
yeah,
good
just
time.
Just having a good time, yeah.
Dude, it's Nashville. You can go anytime. It's gonna be jumping.
It's true. It's
yeah,
Nashville.
It's a hub.
It's the celebrity hotspot right now.
A lot of people, a lot of celebrities are, yep, Nashville is where they want to live. It's where all the music scene is, the country music scene.
Now
they have, no, yeah,
more
no, they, have a, they have a lot
Jack
more.
Jack White right lives there. He's, he's got Blue Man Records yeah, there yeah. by the Methadone Clinic.
Then you got Dan Arbuck, CGI Sound.
I said Blue Man Records.
The
Third
Man.
Third Man.
Blue
yeah.
Man Group.
Yeah, I'm going to press a record.
Well, yeah. I finally watched Strangers Chapter 1.
Dunk on it, Al.
Ain't nothing to dunk on, dude. I loved it.
We're the only people on the internet.
Only people.
Like, since I watch, I keep up with two guys, maybe three, I don't know, that review horror movies. But I don't, it's just like everybody that does a YouTube channel for horror is just like popping up on my recommended, dunking on it. And dunking on it ain't good, by the way. In case you're like older, don't know the lingo, it means that they think it sucked.
Yeah.
Worst movie ever!
It's just a formula. I mean, if this thing, I mean, it's no different.
Turn your brain off.
Yeah, I mean, in real talk, like, dude, if you were put in like a situation like that to where you pulled up in this small town, you go to the diner.
I hated that part though. The look, you know what I'm saying now that you've seen it. That everybody like mean mugging, like stereotype. Like,
yeah,
it's 1984 yeah. horror movie.
Yeah. Get out of my town.
Yeah. Oh, you look different from the way we are.
Damn city folk.
Yeah,
it's your alternator. But there's our Airbnb. You can't stay at the hotel. It's being renovated. That sounds like bull.
Yeah,
you need to stay at this particular.
If anything,
place.
I've been staring like, damn, it's a hot girl. You know where I've seen her? Where she's from?
Where's she
where
from?
You might have seen her before?
Where's that?
Riverdale.
Oh, okay.
If you ever watched that.
I never did. I never got into that. I watched Sabrina,
I
which
watched
is like
the first season of Riverdale.
The other half
see,
of
it. It was all right, dude.
Yep.
Cheesy. All right.
Is it like an OC kind of show?
Riverdale.
It's
Jughead.
Yeah,
like,
it's Archie.
Oh, okay.
But it's like...
It's
yeah.
teenage Jughead.
Yeah, it's basically
drama.
What it is. But it's like real life. Like it's kind of it's cool.
If you had like a girlfriend that watched it, you wouldn't like. Well, at least
it's you know, that's all.
If
they
kind of like New Girl,
it. What
New Girl? I mean, New Girl was fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's like well, damn, the girl watching that fucking Lifetime movie or Kardashians.
Yeah, it's a
series.
At least she's watching Riverdale.
It's like trying to watch like Pretty Little Liars or something.
Yeah, I actually want to watch that.
Yeah, I mean they're all hot, so. At least you got that going.
Got odd girl drama. But yeah, I mean, like, the little things, I mean, like you said, turn your brain off. But I mean, ain't that the case for, like, most horror movies? Thank Jeepers Creepers. All they had to do was not be curious. Just keep moving. Just keep moving. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you ever see the story?
What was that? Nope.
You ever see the story, you know, at the beginning, the craziest, the dopest part of the whole trilogy? Well, we
when he's throwing that body?
Yeah.
At the very beginning?
You ever seen the real story behind that?
No.
Yep, the couple.
Yeah, the older couple.
Actually, like, they said they did, like, always made, like, words or something out of the people's, like, license plates and stuff like that. So they were playing that going down the road, and then this one goes by. So
it's
he's like
a van.
Yeah.
It's like one of those scary vans. Like, ain't got but the front windows.
Got some free popsicles for you.
Yeah. They drive by. I think, didn't they already, like, get suspicious? Like, that dude just flew by us or something. Then they go by this old abandoned church. They see him, like, park the van and get out with, like, a sheet and a big blood stain on it. And it was like,
that's not real.
What the hell was that? That's where they got.
That's where the whole that's where the whole thing come from, for the most part. That story, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
A little embellishment. So, typically, based on true events.
Everything really is kind of.
I mean, I think that's like the thing about Strangers. Why I enjoy it so much is like it could happen.
A Hereditary, dude.
Sure.
The girl getting her.
Yeah.
That was a story. That really happened. But it was like two drunk buddies and driving home. One buddy passenger side. And the old dude's like, oh, I got the wheel. Oh, boom, light pole. Didn't know it. Went home, slept it off, woke up the next day. Old homeboy's still over. Decapitated, you know.
So of course he didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I mean, that's a shitty day. That's the way to start the shitty day off.
Yeah.
Rest of your life in jail?
Yeah. Didn't even have a clue.
Rough.
As in Georgia.
Dude, Tyler was telling a story on Man Up earlier about his first time ever in Mississippi. And so he had hopped off 55 coming down from Missouri. He was helping like a friend move.
Yeah.
And he got on 82, like in between Winona and Matheson. And a girl was on her phone and kind of did a reverse pit maneuver on like a 70-something year old lady to where, you know, she came over in that lane and that old lady, and it just,
yeah,
it just spun her. And like she ended up in the median of 82, and Tyler stopped to help, and like, right when they started to get her out of the car, she did that death gargle.
Oh, yeah, death rattle.
And it freaked him out. Like he had her by her feet, just trying to get her out of the car so they could do CPR. And he heard that, and he's like, drop the feet, and he's like, she's dead.
She had a heart attack.
I don't know. I mean, 70 something odd year old lady, and just, yeah, possibly
scared her to death.
Well, also, dude, like she hit the steering wheel or something so hard, it like all her teeth. Like he said, the floorboard was teeth. She had a pretty hard impact.
Wow.
But yeah. I mean, crazy crap happens.
Every day.
Like yesterday, I went out to the New Hope to Steve Ellis's Barn series, and I was running late. I was supposed to be there at 6, and I ended up like 6:30, whatever. And I texted and let him know. I was like, hey, man, I'm still coming. I'm just running a little behind. And he was like, don't worry about it. Take your time. My neighbor's house just exploded. And I had the
typical day.
I had to read that back. And I was like, do what? And he was like, yeah, he was cooking. He was barbecuing.
Oh, thought he was cooking, going a different direction. Yeah.
Cooking what?
He was cooking that dog food up.
Yeah.
Cooking that bad.
I mean, maybe, I don't know, but I don't know the guy. But
I'm just saying, when you used to work
cooking,
cooking. My neighbor's house exploded. What was he doing? He was cooking.
It does sound like
blank.
Yeah, it does sound that way.
Yeah,
but
cooking barbecue.
But I mean, just what a like you were just cooking, and then all of a sudden, because his truck was parked in the garage, and house exploded, lost everything, lost the vehicle, don't have shit now. This is just a wild story.
It is wild. Yeah. Just blow it on up.
I seen a lady almost get hit when I was getting gas at Love's. Just walking back to her car from the store to her car. She's a dude slams on his brakes. And she's like staring at him, you know, like, hey.
She was walking.
Like, I'm walking here.
Yeah. And this dude's cussing her.
Oh, that's
he's cussing her. I was like, I just told that lady, I was like, how dare you walk back to your car? How dare you? She's like, right. Like, he's acting like it's my fault. Dude, almost hit me not paying attention.
I was riding with a friend of mine, and we were headed from Starkville to Columbus. And, like, in the period of that drive, he had three different people, like, honk at him and, like, flip him off because he was driving poorly, and then
somebody put that sign on the back of his car?
No. And like, he was freaking out. He's like, dude, I was like, man, just people cannot drive today. And I was like, it's happened to you three times. Do you ever consider it might be you?
Must be you.
Yeah.
I was like, you are driving poorly. Like, I halfway don't want to be in this vehicle, you know?
What was he doing?
Just on his phone, not paying attention.
I can show him the side of the road, up the road, what happens.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking.
Oh, yeah.
One of those memorial sites about a month ago.
Yeah, it's not far down. Yeah.
That's what she was doing. Like, yeah, don't be looking at your phone.
They say it's worse than drinking and driving. I believe it.
Yeah.
Man, all I got to do is swerve over in the curb. Yeah. You think you're still going straight, but it's road curb.
I drive pretty good drunk. This is like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Oh, well, hell of a reference.
Well, he balances
it's
that.
It's gonna be me.
He balances it out with other stuff.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Dude, that's funny. He was like, this is gonna ruin, like,
ruin my tour. The tour.
And that dude was like,
what tour?
How do you not know who this guy is, dude?
Like, okay.
You in that movie Alpha Dog, ain't you?
The world tour.
Didn't you host Saturday Night Live? 5 times. Yes.
Jessica Biel said you had a little wing.
Did she?
Supposedly.
She really said that.
Supposedly.
That's fucked up. It's like Matthew Stafford wife shit. Y'all don't know about that, dude.
Like some April Heard. Turd.
I mean,
Amber Turd?
Amber. It's like April, yeah.
And then,
yeah, she is.
I was thinking about
leave one in my bed. That's fine.
Oh, Belichick. Supposedly he's been dating that
24-year-old.
But, like, more information dropped. Like, I think the Patriots confirmed. He's like, this has been going on for well over a year.
They said something about in that roast, didn't they?
I think so. I mean, is she going to be the cover for the next Madden game? I mean, it's great.
No, she ain't.
I know.
That's gross, dude.
You think?
Yeah, man, I'm like old Adam Sandler. I'm like, it's old. It's got old balls.
You want some of them like it that, though. Like that, though. Yeah.
That old man.
Shout out to Big Daddy.
Yeah.
It's old flabby, loose skin on top of you.
That's when the hot Tua comes in.
Well, I mean, that's when she says, he's got a plan. What is it? Don't die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine being that girl's dad. What? This is my new boyfriend.
If she's doing that, does she have one?
Yeah. Or,
if you're her dad, you like.
Well, think about the hot Tua. Hot Tua's girl.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought about.
If he doesn't have a sense of humor, because, I mean, obviously she's out with her friends having a good time.
Hey, my daughter's known for sucking off dudes. Yeah. Well, sugarcoat. That's what it is. Oh, yes. Got a hot toe on that thing. She's talking about the ding dong.
Yeah. And then, I mean,
is that it? Is that
that's
the whole
what
thing?
It is, dude. She's talking about coming back to the cobwebs office.
That was
and then,
way off.
The best way to get over a relationship is to get under somebody else. Yeah, I mean, she was giving
it. She was on it.
She was spitting bangers.
We're sitting outside. Oh, she's not even that hot.
Yes, she is.
She's not. She's.
It's the personality.
It's her personality.
Exactly. That's what did it. That's what brings it over the edge.
Bubbly, funny-going personality that people fell in love with.
That accent really sent it for me, too, man. I'm telling you. Everything. She's,
her friend was hotter.
So what?
I'm just saying.
She's not
as
funny.
It's her personality that's like.
It's what did it. It's what brought her over the top. Yeah.
Yeah. I had people like, I'd rather go with the hot toe girl than the other hotter friend. Because I want to be around her.
True that.
Maybe. Oh, I like laughing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Especially when there's no comedy.
A tale old as time, you know it?
Yeah.
It really is.
That's right.
That's why, you know,
well, people like me, I'm kind of funny and funny looking, so that's what.
You got it going on, dude.
That's what happens.
Upgrades you a few points.
Exactly. Just puts you right there. Turns you from a 6 to an 8 real quick.
There you go. faux show.
72-year-old dating a 24-year-old.
So, how far out are they going to spread these strangers? So, it's going to be three chapters?
It's like September, October. Yeah,
they're banging them out. Pretty quick, yeah. Yeah. I thought they all of them be out this year, I believe.
Good.
The third one's like next spring.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, there's going to be one coming out for, the holiday season, and then...
I think it's an interesting way to do it, and so, they one-shot the whole, all three parts.
Yeah, they shot it like one movie, continuously shot. I don't mean every scene was in order.
Right, yeah.
You know, if we had to do a couple scenes on the other side of town, we're going to do one all scene, of them there. Maybe at the beginning, yeah. Like, hey, while we over here, I know this scene's at the end, but we're going to go ahead and do this thing.
Yep.
Yeah, like I'm a producer or something. I know that.
You sound like you know what you're talking about.
It's what you do.
I mean, that's a smart thing to do. Hey, y'all, let's pack up everything. Go back over on the other side of town or whatever. Then we'll shoot those things. Then we'll pack up that shit and come back over here where we're shooting this thing again.
And that's how we shot our commercial when we shot that for Munson Brothers. Right. It was, everything inside was inside. Everything outside was done outside.
Put where you needed to put in the order.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Movie magic, guys.
It just makes sense. Peeling back the old curtain of, man, what about just as far as, I guess, more just going on the internet, like as far as maybe your algorithm, man, like what's been popping up? Like mine has been, those three little short Asian dudes singing. Oh,
I ain't got those dudes.
Okay.
I haven't seen them either. You got a completely different algorithm than I do.
He's a big K-pop fan.
turns out.
Hey, now Blackpink on the other hand.
No. I'll give you a little taste.
Have you got this cold?
Cold?
It's this. Apparently there's this weird code that if you grew up in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, you can understand this automatically. It's just random letters in the order.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
Get your ass in the mother house
right now before I beat your ass. Yeah. Exactly.
But here, these guys.
That's funny how people just like.
They know exactly what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
It's wholesome.
All right. They're doing it.
It's nothing really to get upset about.
No.
And then that's like 2 a.m. the same time after that, the next video is like always like these people from some impoverished country like building a swimming pool.
Oh, yeah.
With their bare hands.
Yeah, like just digging it out of the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Digging it with their hands and using whatever's around them. Yes. And then at the end of it, it's like, oh, my God. Immaculate.
They didn't build that shit.
Yeah, and then it peels out, and there was an excavator there the whole time.
Yeah, it's the people that produced the video that's making it.
Movie magic.
More of that to come. Man, what else? What else are you looking forward to?
Have you seen the 7'9" high school basketball player?
Oh yeah, Florida Gators. Yeah. I went ahead and put money on them.
9.
Damn.
There's nothing you can do. I'll show you, like a getting around 7'9", not like the 7'9"s of yesteryears is like evaporated.
Yeah,
dude. I mean, like, every clip of him is somebody passing the ball, and he just literally just lays it in there.
Like, here we go, just give the ball to him.
He don't eat.
That's what they do.
It looks like he jumps the dunk just to like. He's like, I ain't got to y'all.
He's like, I just this is what yeah, I'm supposed like, to do. I think. Like,
you know what it looks like. Do you remember growing up when you was little, you'd had the basketball, on your door.
Yeah.
It looks like me now playing against like my 12-year-old cousins. That's what he looks like on one of those. You can't see my arm, but on one of those door frame goals. I'm trying to find him. I got to scroll back up.
I mean, and obviously like X is a little bit different than like your Instagram or Facebook, but like just go back to Hot Tua just for a second. Because, I mean, not long before that, you had the chick at the Oilers game.
Yeah. Nobody else knows her. She didn't make the Hawk Tour.
Yeah, I mean, it only made it on X. It didn't cross all platforms.
Oh, for real? Dude, have you seen the question? It's Hawk Tour, Oilers titties.
The cop.
That motherfucker. Yeah. Her and then are the gangbang cop girl.
I had to pick out those four.
Yeah.
I'm taking Hot Tua.
You're taking Hot Tua. That was the
I'm taking the chick on the plane.
I think
I'm taking Order's titty girl.
Order's
what she does have an impressive.
I'm figuring out
I don't think I've seen that one. What's up with that?
Okay, I understand you. You went for hottest. Tiffany Gomez.
That's what happens.
It's her real name. Follower.
All right.
I got it bookmarked.
You got it bookmarked? Hmm? So you got the survey.
What survey?
They did a survey, dude. It's like one of those little polls. You get the percentage and stuff.
Oh, okay.
See, I went for the hottest with the best personality.
There you go.
Yeah.
I went for balance. Yeah. Hmm? Always thinking of the important things.
There you go.
But, yeah, I think Hot Tua did win.
Yeah.
Where is
that? There you go. It's a hot Tua for you.
Oh, thank you.
Got a Hot Tua for you.
Put that
what
on
some stickers.
Put it on my, I'm gonna put that on my back glass.
Do that. I have one for John too, but he's not here this time.
Hell yeah, dude.
It'll be next time.
I'm gonna find it. Oh, there it is. It's on the old road.
You wouldn't found it.
Damn, this ain't the survey. If you had to marry one, where's the damn survey, man?
Well, that's the list of them right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the main one. He said, "Hear me out. I'm building a team."
Yeah, I'm going with Older's girl.
Okay, that's not, that was the first time I've ever seen that. So I don't know. That's
it kind of sway you a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think it was, though. A little bit. I think it was Hot Tua, Motherfucker Vector Ain't Real, Older's girl, then Gangbang Cop. I'm going with Older's girl, though.
Yeah.
Just me.
I think you swayed me. Yeah, I think that might be the Oilers girl, Hot Tua, yeah, this mofo, and then, of course, the gangbanger.
Yeah, she's always going to be last.
I got the picture of the two of this month. It said Pride Month got absolutely robbed by these two. It's election year. They died Pride Month down. Don't you feel like that? I didn't see no children's gayness books down here at the Walmart. That was a thing, by the way. You think it's just in Oregon and stuff?
Oh, it's here.
Yeah, I could have showed you last year. I still got the video.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think about even
toddler books, dude. Like the thick cardboard pages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm a girl.
There you go. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Speaking of Walmart, they apparently are having, like, horror summer. You know, it's a thing now, so which I'm happy for and everything, but apparently Walmart's supposed to have this huge, like, display of, like, all the, like, NECA figures like I got back here and the dang, they're supposed to have.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Terrifier 2 on VHS. Supposedly every Walmart gets like three or four of them.
But that's some bitch.
But the one here, it ain't never gonna get. It's gonna be in the back forever.
2026.
Until, yeah. Yeah, I'll never go. Because as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, I gotta go to Walmart real quick just to see.
Walmart got doo doo management.
It's like, no. And it was, you know, this was the largest Walmart in the U.S. in the year 2000.
Really?
When it was built, yeah. When it was built, it was the largest one. Yeah. Of course, it's not now, but you know. Yeah. That was a big flex for Columbus there. You know, 24 years ago. So
shout out.
A throwback there.
If the Terrifier 3 came out, I'm not coming here. No. I'm going to my fat Walmart. Yeah. Oh, I want to see that real bad and get here and just be pissed off.
The thing about that fat Walmart is, like, I know, like, the people from back home that go there, like, it'd probably get balled up because, like, a lot of us are into kind of, like, the same stuff, like... Like, I mean, he's got his own, like, comic book store now, but, like, I know Gruber, he used to work there.
He don't work there no more.
I don't think so. I know that, you know, he opened up his own comic shop. He was real big into, like, InFit. And I think he does, like, a lot of online sales. I think he's cooking, so happy for him, but, yeah. But imagine somebody like that working there that's in the know and, like, how easy it would be to tell four people, be like, you might want to come scoop this.
Yeah.
There's a fake you that works there.
A fake you.
I'm not talking about doppelganger, but, like, if you was... I had a behind-the-scene background character in a movie and you called in sick and be like, homeboy,
it's your understudy.
Walmart stop shelter on night shift. Come over here. You need your to understudy. Take Alan's spot. We needed a ginger in the background with a beard and long hair.
There we go.
It's coming back.
They're making a Quiet Place video game.
I don't know about all that.
Could care less.
Yeah.
Could care less too. If the football game ain't making me get in a new system, I don't know what is.
I'm not even really hype on that. They're just like my video game days are behind me.
I mean,
I don't mind talking about them from time to time. Like, you know, Cole, he's a gamer, so like I'll watch him play, but I don't care anything about playing. I tried. Like, he got this new pirate game.
I listened to some of that.
I gave it about an hour, and then I was like,
I'm done.
Yeah, because I thought, like, the grind and getting everything where you're supposed to be, and it's like, once you get there, you're going to look back and be like, this took so many hours when I could have been doing something else.
Speaking of football, you remember Joe Theismann's injury? It's one of the most gruesome. I think he got sacked by old, what's his name, Lawrence Taylor. Monday Night Football. Legs bent backward. Leg bent backwards.
Oh.
The leg don't bend that way.
Yeah.
It went.
Legs don't bend like you, the Cloverfield creature. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. His knees.
Yeah, on Monday Night Football.
Out.
Yeah, went backwards.
He played for the Rush. Everybody, earmuffs now. He played for the Washington Redskins.
That's a great follow right now. There's someone that has it.
I follow them.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, we're the Redskin, we're the tribe. We're kind of pissed. We got money off that.
Yeah.
But Alex Smith, quarterback for the Redskins. You remember Alex Smith? I mean, he didn't really cook, but look at these comparisons, dude. This is freaky. Both quarterbacks, same team, about 20 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
Injury, broken right fibula and tibula. Both of them.
Damn.
Date, November 18th, 1985. That's Joe Theismann. Alex Smith, date of injury, November 18th, 2018. same wow. November 18th. Yeah. Team, Washington Redskin, Washington Redskin. Location, Washington, D.C., Washington, D.C. What yard line they got injured on? 39.
Yeah.
Final score, 23-21, both of them.
Jeez, what a legacy.
Good.
Caused by Joe Theismann. Caused his injury caused by three-time Defensive Player of the Year Lawrence Taylor. Alex Smith injury caused by three-time Defensive Player of the Year J.J. White. J.J. White, my bad.
And he was.
Position they play, left tackle, Pro Bowl, Lawrence Taylor. Jacob Jen. What? Left tackle? Oh, they're left. Head there. The quarterback's left tackle, most important position, blindside. You seen the corny-ass movie.
Well, I mean, it's true.
Their left tackle has Joe Jacoby off-field due to injury. He wouldn't even, his starting left tackle wasn't on the field. Alex Smith, Pro Bowl left tackle, Trent Williams, off-field due to injury. This is not real.
We live in a simulation.
This is real.
So, simulation.
Sometimes, you know, you just have to remake stuff like Disney does and use parts from other movies into, you know, that's what happens.
Dude, it's been like two times this year at work. I think of a random mass song. I told you, this radio station plays random shit. I'm like, dude, before this came on, I was like, you know what Limp Bizkit song I heard this week? I forgot all about.
Freak on a Leash.
That's not even Limp Bizkit, but okay.
There's music over here, yeah. Everybody.
It's corn. It's corn.
He said Behind Blue Eyes. I'm like, dude, I hear that all the time on the radio. I said, no, Eat You Alive. I was like, I forgot all that. I forgot that was a thing. I'll eat you alive. Because I was like,
it was one of their tops.
Yeah,
I give it that.
One of those tops that would like make you want to get in the pit. Get in that pit. Yeah. Hey, Alan, Mr. Music Man, have you seen the baddest looking? Well, one of the most creative vinyls I've ever seen in my life.
Show me.
It's the Saltburn soundtrack vinyl. It's a bathwater scene. This movie's known for. This vinyl got bathwater in it.
Like it moves around.
Drain is the middle.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
That's the coolest vinyl I've ever seen.
Well, I've seen there's
not bathwater, but he put out like a what's the smaller one though?
45.
Yeah. And it was like not your typical vinyl, but it was filled with liquid.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen one. There was some horror.
I didn't
movie.
Know that was a thing. That's
yeah,
why
that has blood like in it. And I think I saw another one. It was had green blood. Shit in it, whatever it was. Yeah. But yeah, that's a cool aesthetic.
I mean, that's very cool.
Yeah. It definitely is.
Not taken away from it.
Yeah.
I have seen it. But that's, like you said, it's iconic.
Yeah.
Oh. My bad, guys.
No, that reminds me of like one of the director's cuts of Itchy the Killer. I remember they had back in Suncoast, and it was like a blood bag or something. It's actually what it was that you had to like peel it out of it. It was
kind of cool. Like Rob Zombie, if he wanted to, he could make a lot of merchandise doing stuff like that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Right down his fan base's alley. Yeah.
Well, it's just like Tool. They always have just the wildest fucking CD cases and stuff. Yeah. I've got three or four of them that are all different. Got one of them's got a screen built into
you remember
it.
Remember that one album that had
the eyes? Yeah.
Uh-huh. Screen, yeah, like the 3D booklet.
Exactly. Yeah.
I had to do this.
Uh-huh.
All seeing eye.
Then you had the other one that you turned, it was like holographic or whatever. You changed the different things, and they had the one dude doing himself. Yeah. That was great too. Anyway.
I don't know. That's kind of the rundown on the past 2 weeks. Anything else on the dome?
Let me give them flowers.
Yeah, get the flowers out,
flowers.
Man.
Give them flowers.
Come on, who's getting them this time?
Them Birmingham Stallions.
Back to back.
Predicted USFL. We're coming back. Spring football, guys. USFL 2021. I don't know when it was. Birmingham Stallions, predicted last. They gonna suck. What do they do?
All they do is win.
Hold my beer. I'm about to go get rings.
Got Matt Corral as quarterback.
Got that ring. I don't think he plays that much, though. What did they do? They said, we got that ring. Y'all picked us last. We got that ring. Championship. Come back next year. Got that ring. Then, they just rocks like, hey, man. How awesome it is to be this rich. Hey, I think I'm starting a new project. I think I'm going to buy both these leagues and put them together. So, Rob buys USFL. I think he bought it. He bought XFL. I guess maybe partnership with USFL and made UFL, United Football League. You know, that's how NFL started, AFL.
Yeah.
NFC, AFC.
Yeah. But he put them together, so they made UFL. Birmingham Stallion said, you bring on those XFL teams. Worst beating in the championship was shutout. 25-0, wasn't it?
The only game that I caught this past season was, I think, their only loss, and they were playing the team that beat them earlier that season. And
the Maulers. Yeah. That's who they played in the championship.
And they beat them.
Yeah, shut them out. 24-0 or 25-0.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, never again.
Yeah, I wish they had better names. I'm just glad we have regular names, Stallions. I hate names like Maulers or Hitman.
But then But you go crazy over like Savannah Banana.
I love that shit. Those are the best names to me. I just don't
And then there's like the Trash Pandas. They're kind of, I think they're in
Tennessee. I love those. I just don't like the corniness.
Yeah, and whenever it's different when it's like something cute and cuddly. It's kind of like, oh, this is, what would you expect to be like a name of a football team or any kind of
the
team
Hit
at all?
Man.
And then you get something that's like all, you know?
It sounds like he's trying too hard to be tough.
Yeah.
The Hitman.
So is it kind of like a UFC fighter nickname?
It's like they're trying to make a really awesome handle when they're like 12 and it's like lasts
kinda
forever.
Dad, that's kind of corny. It's not creative.
Yeah.
Savannah Bananas, man. Savannah had a tighter name than that before his Bananas, the Ghost Pirates.
That's good, too.
Yeah. It's like creating an email address when you were like 12 and it having 69 in it or something, and then you try to get a job later on.
Dude, don't judge me for my love of the minor league baseball names. Those are the best.
Well, I was just trying to give the audience like a difference.
This sports show I watch, somebody wrote in on a chat that their high school was like some team in Tennessee or something, Rednecks. He's like, why can't more teams be like that? Like, we're Auburn fans, and there's no Tiger inside. It's like, why can't it be whatever town you're located in has to do with that town?
The local history.
The Montgomery Biscuits, the Chattanooga Lookouts, those are the best. I don't know if Montgomery's really got nothing to do with biscuits.
Everywhere's got biscuits.
Get you some biscuits now.
I'm sure you can get some biscuits, but I figure it's more known for... What would Montgomery be? Montgomery drive-bys?
We lost
the feet! We lost the feet! How about I don't get my thumbnail?
Might not have.
I lost connection.
No. And we're back!
That's weird.
It's probably just that crappy internet service.
I think that's
thumbnail! Thumbnail!
All right.
That's your thumbnail, Will?
I guess so. Yeah.
Sucks.
You didn't even try.
Nope.
I don't know if you went. I guess, no, that would be more Tuscaloosa, but it would be kind of like a play. You go back to Forrest Gump. You could do the Tuscaloosa Civil Rights Movement. It's a little mouthy.
Yeah. Miss, you dropped your book. Dude, there was a survey on... it was on X last night. One of those things that follows, like, best female villain character in a movie.
Oh, hands down.
You know what
Jenny.
I did?
Jenny.
Jenny. But you said this before. That's the worst female villain there is.
Yeah.
I need you again, Forrest, so I'll show back up. Come on, Ann. I'm coming to use you again.
Yeah, why not?
This kid needs a daddy. It's probably not even yours. But they did have a lot in common.
Yeah. I'm going to make love to you. I got AIDS, by the way.
I don't know what that is, Jenny.
Trust me, you'll love it.
Oh, Rainey made a damn good joke on one of, I think it was on Tim Butterly's show. They found a video of a deaf rapper in the Congo.
Yeah.
And he said, what's this guy struck with, hearing aids?
I think I may have seen that guy. I seen somebody that was just making noises.
Yeah, it was just that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it sounded like, if you know, if there was words in there,
Yeah, that's going along.
You know, like real talk, I feel like this whole episode has kindly been giving people flowers. I mean, just look at your shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Look at my shirt.
And it's it's also, like, it's interesting, like, you have that. Like, some people obviously are, like, offended or trying to be, oh, young lady. It was like, can you not tell that she was just out on a Friday or Saturday night in Nashville and having a good time?
Yeah, man.
Like,
And it
kind of goes back because the other half of my feed is people who don't even live in Louisiana and they're offended that the public schools have the Ten Commandments. It's dude, I was like, have you read them? It's pretty good advice.
Yeah.
How dare they tell me not to kill?
Yeah. Like, don't lie. Don't covet my neighbor's stuff.
You should not have bear arms at all.
God.
You should not have a pair of those.
Yeah, I don't want my arms bare. I want them with guns.
Yeah. Machine guns. Oh, man. Flowers, dude. I mean, I do. This is a great segment. You got anybody there out there, Danny?
Yeah, everybody can give flowers to.
Everybody can get some flowers. I don't know. I don't know who to give flowers to this.
I thought about it. Like, I couldn't think of nobody for a while. And I was like, maybe she gets flowers. Happy.
She blew up quicker than I'd seen anybody blow up. But, you know, I was like, all right. That's...
The Oilers girl blew up fast. But
not really, though.
Like, I hadn't even seen her.
Not like, to that level.
Yeah.
Dude, X around here is rare for people to be on. Well, it seems like in my life. So, I said hot Tua to a coworker. He's like, oh, I seen this shit. I was like, man, finally.
Yeah. Well, the thing about like
this went on Facebook. I guess it's yeah. went on Facebook.
It did, and that's how it picks up. Because I mean, like you said about X, is like it's almost like a language. Like if you're on X, you see stuff a week before every other social media before it kind of trickles down, and it's almost like speaking like, you know, how you opened the episode up with Duncan. Like it's a way of talking and just content in general. I highly recommend, like, if you don't have X, it does have a porn problem, but...
I mean, who doesn't love porn?
I don't ever see it on my... It don't, like, come up in my algorithm.
You're a good boy, then.
Yeah.
One guy surprised me at work. He was showing me something on his phone. I was like, dude, you got X? He's like, yeah. Then I told him, like, a couple days later, he's like, man, I can't believe you got X. He's like, yeah, I got it for porn. I was like, I don't have it for that. I have it to keep up with news and stuff. What's going on in the world.
It does have other uses, though, I guess. You're not wrong.
See, and watch stuff like Kanye prayed his naked wife around in weird clothes.
I'm not mad at it. I saw a take on that. Like, and I'm not saying I agree on it. Just want to feel Josh's thoughts. Have you seen his new wife?
Yeah.
And the way that he parades her around. Like, I saw one guy kind of halfway see it. He's like, He's down so bad about Kim, he's trying to turn this girl into
her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she does have a bit of a resemblance there.
Yeah, and every time I see her, it looks like she's got an upgrade somewhere.
Yeah.
She don't look that much like her to me. The girl he had before that was the Uncut Gems girl. That's the only thing I know her from. Julia something, ain't it? She's got a big old butt.
Julia.
God, he liked them dumb from.
Julia.
What is a Netflix house? Have y'all saw this? Y'all didn't see this?
Netflix house?
The house of Netflix? Yeah.
Everything you love about Netflix under literally roof. One roof. Like explore your favorite stories and characters beyond the screen year-round at Netflix house coming in 2025.
They're going to build it in Austin?
It's like, is it a blockbuster?
It's King of Prussia in Pennsylvania in Galleria? Dallas? You know what it looks like?
A blockbuster?
It just looks like this looks like a freaking mall. And it's like Netflix, like, yo, malls are shutting down. I think we should open malls back up and call them Netflix houses and have a bunch of Netflix stores.
Memorabilia.
Yeah. Like, well, they shut down all the
Lee Mall
and the malls.
Lee Mall. Come to Lee Mall.
Yeah, come on. We got an empty one right here for you. Ready to go.
Walk about and
bring it all in. I don't care.
You see this hot girl with this bionic robot arm?
Yes.
She let you hit it, but you had to get cranked by the robot arm. Would you do it?
Sure.
I just hacked into the robot arm and crushed your dick.
Even if it's hacked in.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know that, bro. You know that mo's got some grip strength.
Oh, yeah, it's got kung fu grip.
Tell it to lighten up! Tell it to lighten up!
I'd have to see your work.
I get a little hot tool on there.
Yeah.
A lot.
I'm going to need a lot. Yeah. I need some motor oil. Let's go get a grease gun. The grease fit
It's like, oh, these cans are defective.
Every time she picks up a can cans. Or a cup, it just crushes.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
You know about my shit, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
I showed Alan that.
That's a great movie.
He's the youngest guy that knows that now.
Oh, yeah?
The Jerk. He hates these cans! He hates these cans! Yeah. They're defective!
You're going to be defective.
You better get out of here. I'll get in the car with no tires because I'm changing them.
What a show.
Yeah, great movie.
All right, anything else to do?
Uh-uh.
All right, thank y'all.
I thought someone forgot it, but anyway. Yeah.
Thank y'all so much for listening. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, hop over to the YouTube. You can actually watch these. And if you just found this on YouTube, go to the Spotify or Apple.
Hit the bell.
Get the whole notification. I don't give a shit about that.
Subscribe.
Hit wherever it is and whatever corner it is.
Connect with us more.
Get that mug in your algorithm.
Subscribe. Thanks. Let's do it.
Do your sign off.
My sign off? Spit on his dick.
No. Catch you later, man. Catch you later.
Lightning and thunder. baby son and daughter, then we could save somebody. Glass people cut deep.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.